Wait, did you watch Ricky Snicky?
Yeah. Why did you post that on your letter?
I was mortified.
I was going to respond and be like, I think that doesn't...
What's
that,
Ricky Snicky?
I was like, why did you just post this without even saying anything?
It's an Amazon movie. And there was just like Matt posted an Instagram story that was just like Ricky Snicky poster, and it just said letterbox. It looked like it was like an auto share or something.
Yeah.
And I don't think he realized it. I was going to message you, but I feel like, no, you maybe you just like wanted to share that you watched
Brooke
it.
Finally was like, well, what'd you think? And I'm like, well, what
I went
you
to your letterbox to see if you rated it. And I was like, huh, he didn't even rate it.
I know. So we just, and I was, and I had it up for hours of me accidentally.
Wait, what happened? What did you do?
I think I was like watching it, and I was just looking at the letterbox, and I put the phone in my pocket, and it just auto shared Ricky Snicky out of all films that it was up for hours. I was mortified.
Matt King stands behind Ricky Snicky. What did you think?
You know, I gave it 3 stars. I thought it was a fun, good little film.
I gave it 3.5.
Yeah, I saw that.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I love Andrew Santino. So
he's
I'm like,
so
yeah,
funny.
I want him to succeed.
Yeah.
My review was that they need to give John Cena an Oscar.
Oh, well, no. Absolutely not.
I don't think we watched the same movie then.
John Cena can't act. He's very talented.
He's so good.
I mean, he's like the next like Rock. I mean, I think making a transition
from that's offensive.
Well, making a transition from being a professional wrestler doing like comedic roles, and he's very talented. And he does the most Make-A-Wishes out of anybody ever. I think he's done over 643 Make-A-Wishes. Granted, I don't know how many kids out there have died of cancer are that big of wrestling fans.
Oh, a lot are.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see the TikTok of Dwayne The Rock Johnson losing a game of rock, paper, scissors and losing his fucking mind over it?
No.
He was mad that he was losing?
He apparently has a thing in his contracts with his movies that he's never allowed to lose a fight. Like, every time he's in a movie, there's a contract that says if he has a fight scene, he can't lose.
Oh, in the movie.
In the movie, okay, he can't lose the fight. And it's like a rumor, like it's not confirmed, but he's doing it with the chicken shop date girl. They're on a red carpet. Yeah, Amelia de Moldenberg.
Yeah, I can't say her last name.
That's why I said chicken shop date. Also what she's most known for. Anyway, she's doing, oh, let's play rock, paper, scissors. And they go, rock, paper, scissors, go. And he loses. And he's just like, wait a minute. No, you don't go on one. You go on shoot. And she's like, okay. And she's like, what kind of fucking bullshit is this? You're cheating? And he's just like getting like all worked up. And he's trying to like keep his cool. And you could just tell he is fucking pissed.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wait, this was on a red carpet or on her show?
On a red carpet.
Yeah.
Maybe I can pull this up.
Yeah, I would like to watch it. This feels familiar to me.
Also, he didn't go with Rock, which you would think as The Rock. He would go with The Rock. So let me just do this quickly. Rock, paper.
Yeah, I want to see.
Scissors, Amelia.
Or just The Rock.
I also watched Argyle.
Here. Ugh.
Did you watch it?
No, didn't even bother. The reviews were terrible. Okay. Why would I waste my
Stuck
time?
Stuck up.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Why would I waste my time on something? I'm kidding.
Can we do rock, paper, scissors?
Yes.
Rock, paper, scissors. I won.
Rock, paper, scissors, go.
I won.
I think he's just messing with her.
You don't think he's like...
Oh, I didn't finish watching.
Oh, that's the part where he's like, what kind of bullshit is this? Can we do it again?
I think that
like,
I was joking too.
Yeah.
I feel like there was like clips where it would like zoom in on his face and he's like looking off to the side. Forget it. I'm going to kill myself.
I just passed 2,000 films I've logged and I have sat down and I've tried to go through every single film I've seen in my entire life.
Indian in the Cupboard?
Yes, that's all on there, logged.
Oh, man. That's
it's really, the thing with me is that I did that when I started, but now I'm at the point where I want to like get rid of all the ones I haven't like actually watched.
Reviewed?
Yeah.
Don't worry about that. If you've seen it, log it.
Yeah.
Just log it. You don't even need a review or to rate it, but just to know in your life that you have cataloged everything
then, like,
you've
there's
seen.
The weird part of it where it logs it as like I watched it that day, and that's really annoying
you don't
to me.
Have to
like as I'm like an organized person. Like, could you see how that's annoying to me? Yes. Like, I'd be like, I wanted to go in like 1994,
like 2024.
The UI is a little strange. There's also like likes, watch lists, reviews. Like each of those things is a different action.
Yeah.
Like if I rewatch a movie, does. Like, how
you
do
say,
I...
You've seen this before. You click the rewatch thing.
So there's a rewatch button?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what does that do?
What's the difference between...
So you can put up a new review of, like, you revisiting it, what you liked about this time,
like,
all of
is
that.
Watch list what I want to watch or what I have watched?
No, watch list is what you want to watch.
Oh, what?
That's what I use. I see. I use likes for that, and then I.
Yeah, you do it all wrong.
I do.
You because I went and like you've only logged one film.
Oh. I mean, no, what? I have like hundreds on there.
No, like you've only done like two films.
Wait,
like,
am I seeing
Letterboxd
right?
Has so many.
Your watch list is probably filled with all this stuff, but you need to move those over into your log.
Loser.
Oh, watch. Okay, I think I did it right. I did it right.
You,
I did it
you
right.
Seem like you're doing it right. Aaron, you're participating
get off your fucking phone.
In the
I
vibe.
Know. I had to fact check.
I rewatched Rounders. You guys seen that one?
The poker movie?
Edward Norton and Matt Damon.
You know what? I'd never seen it.
It's unbelievable. It's so good. It's like Good Will Hunting, but with Edward Norton. It's awesome.
Did you watch Roadhouse at all with Jake Gyllenhaal?
I did.
No, not yet.
I saw it.
It's not that bad. I love Nolan's review. He's like, oh yeah, love Donnie Darko in this.
No, literally. That's all Nolan's saying. He's like, I feel like I'm just watching Donnie Darko.
I love Donnie
Darko. It was okay. I mean, it's kind of like for bros. Yeah. It's all just like fighting.
What an aggressive Roadhouse. There's so many fights happening
here. I know.
Here.
I'm like,
we all just get along?
Calm down.
Casey and I said did a vlog because he's friends with the director. And apparently that director was like promised by Amazon that it would be in theaters. And he made the movie like, I want this to be in theaters. And then last minute, they were like, actually, we're just going to put it on streaming.
Oops.
And
what
did he
you
was
think
like,
was, oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I know. I thought you were done.
Oh, I'm done.
No, I genuinely did. Keep going.
It's okay. I touch you, but you wouldn't let me. No. Yeah. Like a little pat.
Ah!
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What did I think? What?
Sorry. Go ahead.
Finish what you were saying.
I'm done. I was being dramatic.
Did you think Roadhouse or Ricky Stenicki was better?
Ricky Stenicki.
Nice.
I felt it felt more like grounded as like a comedy.
I want to watch it again.
Roadhouse just felt like a movie that you would get from Blockbuster like with your dad in like 2008.
Yes.
That's what like Matt Grippy said. So
you gotta go home and watch it.
I literally just feel like I'm watching like.
I watched Ricky Stenicki, but the fact that you're sitting here like, oh, I want to go watch it again. What, did you miss a plot point? Is there a specific scene that
no,
you're like, yes, I love this
it's
scene.
It's just like one of those movies that you giggle at. Mm-hmm. Like you don't have to like fully pay attention. It's easy.
No, I know. It's just the thought of you being like, oh, yeah. I really want to rewatch Ricky Stenicki.
Yeah, to just like have a little lol.
Yeah,
it's
that was
so
funny. Have you seen Old Dads on Netflix, the Bill Burr movie?
Oh,
no, I feel like
no.
You were telling us about this.
Unbelievably
okay,
funny.
I'll
and
we'll
Rick Glassman's
that.
In it.
Oh,
shut up. Yeah.
Okay, well, okay. I'm going to watch that.
A couple weeks ago.
I'll go watch that.
It actually,
yeah, sounds good.
It was during the writer's strike that it came out, so it didn't get any press. No one could talk about it, but it's so fucking good. Old Dads, Netflix, Bill Burr, Rick Glassman.
Sly.
Oh, yeah.
Must see.
What's good, everybody? Welcome to this episode of Good Influences. Thank you for being here. We love you so, so much. You know what? While you're at it, go leave a comment. Go leave a review. We love the reviews. Give us 5 stars and write a great, sincere comment about how you felt about this podcast. We really do appreciate it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, our subject is inspired by the Reddit post. What are things? Carly, explain what it
it's
is.
Like,
it's
like, I saw a Reddit post and it was like, What are things that everyone should know but a lot of people don't know?
Ooh.
Which I think is like pretty interesting. I am sad because I left my phone at home, which is like
irresponsible.
It's really layered, you know, that this emotion is very layered. Mostly upset.
She's being vulnerable.
I'm being so vulnerable and I'm being really open with you guys. And I had all the info there, but I grabbed some from what you guys sent. I have Aaron's
Carly
phone
robbed
with me.
A lady on the street and was like,
I got
give
a
me
phone.
Your phone.
Real, I went to Verizon, I got a phone.
Forgot to do thumbnails.
Oh.
We'll need to do that and we'll do the ad after this.
Good okay. Thing I didn't change.
What do you mean? You're wearing the same thing you wore last week.
I washed it.
She's been in that for a whole week and she has not showered.
I didn't even wash this before I put it on my body. Can you guys believe that?
I never do.
Out of the gift bag?
Yeah. I never do.
I know you don't.
I don't
care.
Oh,
like a new piece of clothing?
Yeah.
That is a big scam, by the way. When you go to like a Target or a store and you feel in the fluffiness of the towels, the fluffiness of the clothes.
And then you wash them.
They're putting shit on it to make it feel softer than it is. And that's why clothes always feel worse after you wash them the first time.
What?
Like when you go and touch towels.
It's just Fabrics 101.
I thought
stuff everyone should
stuff
know.
In the store, like what
yes,
do you mean they're going
yes.
up against
when they
spring?
when they come out of the manufacturing plant, they're given a coating of like something to make everything much softer. So when you're feeling it in the store, you're like, wow, this is crazy soft. Then when you wash it, that layer peels off, so it's not as soft.
What
in real
type
life.
Of fabric softener do you use?
I don't use any fabric softener.
Maybe you should, and
there
things might revive itself. That's why fabric softener exists.
No, are you talking about like a dryer sheet?
No. That just prevents
it's
like
a
static
kind of
in your clothes. People
I don't use fabric
I use the
softener.
Wool balls in the dryer.
Those
yeah.
are great.
Is fabric softener for a dryer or a washing machine?
Washing machine. Right?
Oh, I just
like you add it in with your detergent.
I just
Patricia
feel like washing
it.
Your clothes no matter what is not good for them. Yeah.
Agreed, yeah.
So, like, no matter what you're putting on,
we should stop washing our clothes.
Well, don't just keep, just buy new clothes. Don't.
Yeah.
People say that people put too much soap in their loads.
I know.
Like, you really should only
Use
using
a tiny little bit because it's concentrated. It's like when you have Dove soap.
Idiot.
What?
Idiot.
Does he overwhelm it?
No, I got this detergent that it literally is like a soda can, like that
it's
size.
Small.
And you're only supposed to use like a little minuscule amount.
Yeah.
And he poured the like fill here line on the washing machine and like used the whole bottle.
Those clothes probably smelled bomb.
No, they were, it was our sheets.
Oh, hell yeah. At least it was on that.
But I
is
was
that
like.
Is super expensive one that everyone's hyped up about?
No.
No.
Like, it is $15 for like a little very tiny small thing.
But you get like so many uses out of it because you're only putting in like a little tiny amount.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Maybe Brooke and Connor were like talking about it.
Where I think it's like all over TikTok.
Yeah.
Diva.
How yeah, because you it? You said Patricia gets it too, right?
Yeah, it's Diva. Patricia uses it. I love it. First time I smelt it, I loved it for a year. Now everything just like, reminds me of that smell or like, I don't know, scent. After it gets too repetitive, it loses its like charm and you get sick of it.
Yeah.
That's how I kind of feel.
I got to
get
Snowdrop next year. I missed it this year.
Snowdrop? What's that?
They have
the
laundry?
Soap that, I just never smelled
scent.
It.
They need to make laundry detergent.
You might be able to find some on eBay. Right now,
I'm not buying.
Worth it.
I'm not buying.
I have an extra
seasonal
spray
soap.
If you want like a room spray.
I just want to know what it smells like.
It's so
okay,
delicious.
I'll bring it.
It smells like candy in the snow.
That's pretty.
It smells like a snowdrop.
Like it's good. Yeah, no, it literally it smells like a snowdrop. Well, I guess the first one I can say relates to laundry. What's funny?
I was just thinking of like weird scented detergents. Like, oh, it smells like a hush puppy.
What is a hush puppy?
Ooh. A hush puppy is like a ball. It's like a cornmeal ball that they
like
serve usually at like seafood restaurants and stuff. And it was like a way they would, sailors would make them for their dogs as a way of like hushing them up so that they wouldn't scare the fish
hush
away.
Hush puppy?
Because it takes a while to
hush
chew.
It.
I always thought it was just like a brand name of something.
Oh, yeah. Hush puppy.
Isn't it like a shoe?
No.
Slush puppy.
That is something.
Is a drink.
A slush puppy. You know what a slush puppy is? Or I think it's an East Coast thing.
Oh.
What's a slush puppy?
See? Hey,
it sounds like
don't
a
tell
sex
them.
Thing.
Never heard of it.
No, a slush puppy is like, it's like an ice machine that like.
It's like 7-Eleven.
Yeah. But it's way.
The ices.
It's the consistency is way different. It's like so little good. Balls of ice.
Like Sonic ice.
I don't know. I never had Sonic ice. Slush puppies. Are they still in business?
I have no idea.
I remember someone wanted to like buy one of the machines when I was a kid, and they're like, "It's
$3,000." And the little logo's so cute; it's a little puppy.
The founder's like granddaughter is listening, like, "My dad, grandpa founded slush puppies."
Wow, Matt, you're right. A hush puppy is like a little food item.
You've never like
no, but it's a shoe company too. Hush puppies.
Hush puppies. Oh,
for laundering purposes, you are not supposed to wash your jeans. You should put them in the freezer.
Come again?
Well. Huh? Okay. Yeah, I've heard this.
Yeah,
like not wash them?
No, because it really fucks up the thread count and like gets them
put
to
them in
be
the freezer.
Yeah, so you put them in the freezer because it kills all the bacteria. And but
do
then
you
like
fold
if your
them?
Pants are like really dirty,
uh-huh.
that's when you wash. Like you should really only wash after like I think like every
weird.
10 to 20 wears.
So well, I do that anyway.
Yeah, well,
me too. I don't
there's
think.
There's also like I've never always been confused about jeans versus
jeans.
Denim.
Oh, T.
Like
then there's raw.
If it's
denim.
Like a
people
nice
will say these
denim.
Are jeans.
Those are not jeans.
But
those
they
are
have sweatpants. But they have the no, but they have the rivets.
Oh, wait, they are jeans.
They
can
have
I
the,
feel?
Those look like sweatpants.
Oh no, this is like not a jean at all.
It's just like stretch like flex. Oh, these
those
are flex
jeans.
Yeah,
they're
but
like jeggings.
But they have like the rivets and they have like belt loops and metal buttons, and I think that that's what defines it as a jean.
Okay, well then denim.
Like these are jeans.
You're cute jeans.
I wouldn't
you're
call those jeans. I would call those like trousers. The fabric,
those look more
I
like
guess.
Pants.
No, but I think that it has like the diagonal stripes means it's or the stripes going across. Like those are obviously jeans, right?
Wranglers,
so,
baby.
But those
denim
are denim
jeans.
These are non denim.
But have
jeans.
You ever had raw denim jeans?
No.
Where
what's
like
that?
The indigo, like the ink is still so
yes.
fresh on them. Like you
it
I've gone to people's house
you?
With like raw denim jeans. Yeah. I've sat like on their counter and I've gotten up and it's like blue. I've sat on white couches and it like leaves like a blue stain.
Where are you buying these?
Like J. Crew, like really expensive raw denim jeans.
So can you not wash
what
it with
really
other
expensive
clothes?
Jeans from J. Crew? What are the prices
there? Actually I've never washed them because I've been so terrified.
I mean, why you're going around town staining people's furniture?
No, I know when I'm wearing them that I'm not going to do that. I might have given like donated them because I was too worried about it. But yeah, raw denim jeans.
Okay.
Or like salvage denim. There's a bunch of different ones.
Megan says jeans are a type of pant or trouser made from denim or dungaree cloth.
Ah, dungaree cloth.
Often the term jeans refers to a particular style of trousers.
Yeah, see?
Called blue jeans.
Man, that's no one knows all about this.
With the like, addition dungarees. Of copper pocket rivets added.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you said.
Yeah, the
pocket rivets. And you know who did that?
That's a good band name.
Levi.
Yeah.
Mr. Levi.
Yeah.
Himself. I think like on Levi's pants, they say put them in the freezer.
That is great. There's I've a whole also section
folded,
of jeans.
Folded in
yeah.
the freezer?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or just
yeah.
Like...
yeah. I've also heard you can do that with if you have stinky shoes. If your shoes are like very smelly, you put them in a like a plastic
bag or something.
Yeah. And then you put them in the freezer overnight. And overnight, the reason why your shoes smell is A, because of moisture and B, because of bacteria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when you freeze it, it kills the bacteria and eliminates the moisture and that kills the odor.
I can't wait for Nolan to open the freezer and there's just my jeans.
I had a friend in college.
Frozen pizza.
I had a friend in college that did that. He just doesn't wash his jeans and then he just opened the fridge and there's jeans in the fridge. In the
I never wash my jeans.
It depends. Like if I just wear them for an evening and I didn't go that hard in them.
Yeah, if I don't pee in them, I'll
yeah.
not wash them.
Do you normally pee your pants?
Sometimes I'll like dribble. I'm kidding. I don't do that.
Also, I always, when I put my stuff in the dryer, always on the lowest temperature possible.
Oh, people yeah. We did talk about this.
People who do their dryer on high, psycho.
Why?
It's too hot.
Who are you, Carly? Me? You said we did talk about this.
We did talk about this.
It well, says no, no, that you keep them just... in for a week.
A week?
That's too long.
It says fold your jeans neatly and place inside bag, seal bag, and insert in freezer. Remove after 1 week.
Seal bag is too much of pepper.
Who does this?
Just wash it.
Like nobody is doing.
Can you imagine you go to someone's house and they're like, "Hey, can you grab some ice out of the freezer?" And you open it up, there's just piles of jeans,
popsicles, and denim. Like
I could see like the Mormons maybe doing that.
I think like people who
they're very big on saving, and if they can save the.
I also think people who just like care about the longevity of their clothing.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
Like fashion people.
Yeah. I wash all my clothes. I don't give a fuck.
But depends. If I have a nice ass sweater, I never wash it.
Oh, that's
like
my
biggest. Like a dry clean
like
even?
Like sweaters that are hundreds of dollars. I'll never
You're not
wash.
Even dry clean?
Maybe I should, but like I'm not. If like I went like so hard on a dance floor and I was like, this is disgusting. But like I know that I'm not sweating it.
Always an undershirt when you're wearing a sweater too.
Yeah.
Got it. Like a sweater like this is so nice. Have you thrown this in the wash?
I don't know.
Yeah. Like if you were to throw a sweater like this in the wash, you're fucked.
I made it actually.
I think it depends on the material.
I feel like
we're
like Babs on TikTok. Hey, instead of washing these clothes, put them in the freezer.
Did you see the
a week later they're good as new
sweater that Carly made?
My mummified
that hideous fucking
war torn Victorian sweater.
Oh man, it looked like it was out of a Tim Burton movie.
It's like scary.
There was a lot of things went wrong.
I'm glad that you gave it a shot.
But it's like it's like scary. It's like bad vibes.
No, Erin literally when I showed her, she goes, "It looks haunted."
Yeah, it does.
I said it's like Victorian medieval.
Through
it looks like a creature that would just come alive in your bed, like in a stop motion.
It is haunted.
Okay, I have one off the top of my head. Since I don't have my phone with me. I know flying is a privilege thing. Like, not everyone gets to, like, fly. But if you're an adult and you've flown once, you better know how the fuck to go through TSA.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't understand how some people are in that line and they're not already ready. Like, they don't have their ID ready. They don't have their – they don't know – they're confused about the bins and they're confused about their laptop and they're confused about where they – just – know it. Like if you did it once, you could do it again.
Especially, I'm a little devil's advocate here.
Go for it.
It is, as someone who travels often, so many airports have different rules.
This is very true.
This is very true.
So it is my biggest pet peeve.
Especially internationally too. When you go international.
And then they start yelling at you and I'm like, oh, sorry, bitch, like on the way here, I didn't have to do that.
Like taking your shoes off when you don't have to must look insane for everybody else. It would be like imagine you go and people just taking their shirt off. Yeah. You're like, what are you doing? And it's like, I had to do this last time.
I know.
But to go off of that, I feel like the basic things, like if you are at the stand where you're checking in, have your ID ready. Like, don't wait till that moment to be searching through your bag to find your ID. I always have
advocate,
it out.
Devil's advocate.
Sometimes they don't use it.
They don't use your ID. And they're like, just give me your ticket.
It's so fucking annoying.
And you scan your ticket and then on
But I'm just saying, like, have it ready.
I don't disagree with you.
Thank you.
Agree. Have everything ready.
I think maybe if you, like, a handful of times, you have it down. One time is asking a lot of people in this country.
But no, I do think a lot of times, even if you've done it once, everybody thinks that they're going to be the exception to the rule. Like, maybe I can, do I need to take out my phone? Do I need to take out my laptop? Like, everybody wants to think that they're going to be the guy that can just skirt the system and you're not going to do it. Like, just follow the fucking rules. They say it very clearly.
And, you know, outside of once you get through security, I get even, like, kind of more annoyed with people when they're ordering at food places.
Oh,
how they're taking their time. I'm like, yo, this isn't like a Popeyes where you are, you came here to go to the Popeyes. I understand taking your time because that's the food. Everyone here has flights that they need to catch. People are in between crazy connections and they really need food. And if you're going up and ordering, taking your like sweet time, you're not being mindful of that you are in an airport. Everyone has somewhere to be. I'm not saying I'm like crazy impatient,
yeah,
but just understanding that you're in an in-between spot.
Yes. And also, you need like to if you go and sit down at a, like sometimes the only thing available is like you got to go get a seat at like the TGI Fridays or something. Then there's, you have the whole server. They bring you the menu. I'm like, can we just get the food? And then when I'm done with right. the food, waiting around for the person to like come collect, that should be instant. There should be a thing at the table. I can just pay and leave. I don't like waiting.
That's true.
For
at airports, they should have a thing where you can pay right there.
Like waiting for the server to come back to then hand you the bill. Then they leave. You're like, just take the card, please.
But don't go to a restaurant if you have less than an hour.
But
in
sometimes
your connection.
That's the only thing available. Sometimes it's like I look at the line for Dunkin' Donuts and it's down the fucking block, and I'm like,
rightfully so.
That and Starbucks are like fucking nightmares.
I will say though, even airports. If like you have plenty of time, sitting at a restaurant is normally a little sketchy because they take so goddamn long.
My biggest pet peeve.
Yeah, but I think. Also, everyone should know. Well, no, it's probably illegal, actually.
What?
I'll say, I have flown everywhere with my weed pen, and it's fine, so.
Busted.
Busted.
Arrest her.
I feel like people think that, like, you can't. I also know people who just fly with joints everywhere. Don't take it from me, but I feel like everyone should know. Don't leave it at home.
Unless you live in a state where it's illegal.
No, I've flown out of Nashville. I've flown out of Omaha. I've flown out of Florida.
I have one that says, you know, one thing that we're talking, you know, our subject are basic things about women's genitals. I see grown-ass people who think we pee out of our vagina.
Oh.
And I do think that there's a lot of guys who don't know insane. About the female anatomy. Or like they think that just the period
Mike,
is something.
Mike, do you want to have anything to say?
Did you know that, Mike?
I think.
How many holes do we have?
I'm going to play devil's advocate here for a second.
What I don't you're know everything saying, about the penis.
Yeah, but like when you say like...
But you guys are on a cycle. You guys are bleeding. You guys are the portal. Like,
I'm bleeding right
I think
now.
You should be like mindful of what women go
I'm just
through.
Saying like when you're Thank like you. Peeing out of a vagina versus like the urethra. Like this is medical terms. I don't think there are people who are like, wait, do they pee out of their belly button? Like obviously they know that that's the thing. But when it's like... When you're being semantic, like they actually don't pee out of their vagina. They pee out of the, it's like, okay, seems a little bit.
Because it's all.
Like, I'll see you next year. Like, we know what you're talking about.
No, like literally when I have to pee into a cup, I'm like, where's it coming from?
You have to get a popcorn bowl just
yeah.
in case.
Like, I just have to pee at the gynecologist. I'm like, where's it going to go?
Me, I just. Because
like sometimes it just like sprays out.
Yeah, no.
And you're like, where the fuck are you even coming from?
Yeah. Do you ever like use a mirror to like try and investigate? Like, what's going on?
I don't
want to
know what's down there.
I mean, I have.
You have used the mirror. Yeah. Okay.
Should I?
Like, as a child, just be like, what's going on?
Should I be checking for something?
No.
I feel like, though, you should. I think most women
we got the gyno
do have,
that.
Like, a vagina mirror, don't they?
What?
Not like a pocket mirror, but like a big one that you, like, can make sure everything's going okay.
You think women have a vagina mirror?
I don't know.
It's shaped like it's also shaped like
I
a
thought
vagina.
Like most women do have a
it's
vagina
a big labia
mirror.
On no, my mirror.
I've never
there's
heard
no
of that.
As a vagina. Maybe there's like the mirrors that you hold up that can double as a vagina mirror.
But if I'm getting my vagina mirror.
But Mike, when a woman has her period.
Honey, can you bring me my vagina mirror?
It's next to my coffee. It's in the drawer by my, it's in the freezer by my jeans.
I don't know. I thought they do. Actually, no. I guess Patricia doesn't own a vagina mirror.
If I had a vagina mirror, it better be bedazzled, is all I'm going to say. Like, it better be bedazzled.
Let's make them this weekend.
Bedazzled.
I have glue guns.
Bedazzled vagina mirrors.
I wonder if they
bejazzled.
Sell.
Bejazzled.
Bejazzled.
We should make a mirror line called Bejazzled.
To investigate your vagina.
Yeah, so women can look at.
Wait, what were you going to say? Case. Wait, you were saying when girls
have
their periods.
Have a flashlight built in on it.
But no,
I think making like skincare and like going on tour and we're like, we're making vagina mirrors.
But I guess, no, Mike, I was like, when a woman's on her period, what do you think is happening? What is happening?
I don't know the exact science, okay. So I'm probably going to get this wrong. It's something about one of the eggs in the uterine line is getting like released because it wasn't fertilized, and then that creates bleeding because that's where it has to pass through once a month. If an egg doesn't get fertilized,
absolutely,
it like sheds the uterine wall or something like
Except the egg thing is like between your periods. That's when you ovulate.
Okay.
And sometimes we can feel ourselves ovulate, as I can.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, oh, there it was.
Like you can feel the egg go. Yeah. You can feel the egg go through the fallopian tube.
Does it make
like
a sound?
I feel like, it like in, go into my underwear. Yeah. like the discharge.
Egg. Oh, the wait. Egg. So the egg falls out?
No, the egg doesn't fall
we're
out.
Like hens.
And then I sit on it for about 3 days.
I will say I don't know. Like I feel like in America at least the education about this stuff is so garbage.
I agree.
People don't know like how often and how many times per month you can get pregnant because of how like your ovulation cycle works. Some people think you just get pregnant 30 days out of the month.
I saw someone say it was like 1 to 2 days a month.
Yeah, that is when you're most fertile.
I have something to say that maybe not everyone knows. Okay. You can get pregnant if you're on your period.
Yes, that was one I saw too.
You can get pregnant if you're on your period.
You can.
Yes.
Yes.
It is.
Has there ever been a case of someone being pregnant and then having their period?
Probably.
Or is that like impossible?
Yeah, like cryptic pregnancies.
Like I didn't know I was pregnant by.
Where like you're pregnant, but you keep.
How are you holding? Well, I guess it's above the cervix. Or like, or it's in your uterus. How are you like shedding while there's
like? I think
it's
like not a good thing if you if you have blood coming out when you're.
Yeah, because what about the amniotic sac?
But some people, like the people who
you just brought this up, so you could talk about how much you know about women.
No, I really don't know
parts.
Anything. I just think it's interesting.
No, I think it's true though. Like men should know way more. I feel like about our bodies.
You think
like,
we should know more about your own bodies than
yes,
you do?
Yes, I think.
No, not more than we do. But I just think you should more be more
than,
educated.
Yeah, you should know more than we
more
do.
Educated. And just, like,
I think guys don't know fucking anything.
Yes,
dude.
They get ignorant. They think it's gross. They don't want to pay attention to it. They're like, well, that's your problem. Like, if you really understand what they're going through, I think you'd have a lot more.
That's you.
I know all about this. What do you mean? And I didn't have any sisters either. Like, when you don't have a sister, it's probably. I feel like people who have sisters probably just by default, growing up, you're experiencing like. All these things for the first
They're
time.
They're like softer with it.
When I'm 12 with my three younger brothers and no one in my house is having their period for the first time, how the hell am I supposed to know what the hell is going on?
Of course, yeah.
Like,
but we're like, but we're guys who are friends with girls.
Now,
like those
now we are. And I hear about it on podcasts about
our boobs hurt too, kind of.
I've heard that. Yeah, and they get different sizes throughout
it's
the month
like,
too, right?
Oh, yeah. On the period, they're good and plump.
They're good and plump.
Plumpy
the
gals.
Perfect days, I don't want to be touched at all.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, stay you away don't want to be touched
It's like,
your
you know, like carrying.
I just feel you get super horny when you're
I
period.
Just feel disgusting when I'm on my period.
Some people
like
are
your final feud.
Huh?
Never mind.
You're supposed to be. I feel like you get horny when you're ovulating. Cause
that's
nature's way
what
to
it
be
is.
Like, you're, let's make a baby.
Yeah.
There's that girl who's on TikTok. She's like, I'm ovulating. Here are things that are super fucking hot. And she'll be like, guys wearing watches and just like.
Oh, God.
Yeah. She just like has a list of things that she happens to find sexy because she's ovulating. And it's like weird things like guys wearing a watch. She's like, oh, when a guy just looks at his watch, it's like, I'm like, okay, I guess, lady.
That's funny.
But it'll have like 300,000 likes. So I guess people are.
Like,
yeah.
Did you guys know that like our testicles like store the pee?
Yes, I knew that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was like, yes.
No, they don't.
No, I was like, I didn't know that.
No, your bladder. Your bladder.
You thought our testicles
sperm,
had the pee.
Sperm. Hold your sperm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I got to pee. I got to pee. It's getting bigger.
Just
imagine they start getting bigger.
When you have to pee.
Oh. And it's so obvious how embarrassing.
Yeah.
Your balls are huge.
I wish that happened to you guys.
But then it'd be like better to go to the bathroom during school because the teacher would be like, oh, yeah, you definitely
Yeah, your
to
balls
pee.
Are full. I see
the balls are full. Like, what if it was just common and it wasn't weird?
It's so
teacher, my balls are getting very full.
They're so heavy.
And your balls can shrink.
What
they
are
can.
Other fun when facts cold, about right? the male genitalia?
Oh, God.
Like, I feel like there's not much.
Yeah, you guys are boring.
When people get testicular cancer and they get a ball removed, they'll sometimes put in a fake one.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. For like,
in the sack?
Yeah. To like, for just like
Stuffing.
Psychology.
Aesthetic appeal?
Yeah.
I did
it's ask. Like your own psychology of like being a man to have both of them.
That's
I did.
Like when people get mastectomies.
Yes. They'll do implants.
Or they'll tattoo on like a nipple.
Mm-hmm.
Too. Yeah. But I heard from a friend though who had a testicle removed that I asked him, I'm like, are you going to have like a fake testicle put in? He's like, well, there's a bit of controversy about that because they think since you're putting in something that's fake next to like a really vital organ that
disrupts the hormone, whatever.
It can just be risky because like it's just an area where it's not used to having a fake thing right next to it. And it can, I don't know. There's a bit of paranoia and risk about it.
Yeah. Do you guys know what a merkin is?
Yeah.
What is it?
A merkin. Isn't that like the fake pubes?
Fake pubic hair. It's a
merkin?
Yeah, it's like a pubic.
They used it in like the 60s.
It's a pubic wig. So it's like for if you've completely shaved your downstairs, you buy a merkin to make it look like you have hair there.
For what reason?
Let's see.
Sex appeal.
Let's figure it out. See if we can figure it out.
Chili merk.
I guess if you were like wearing a swimsuit and you like were around just like
you just want your pubes out everywhere.
Conservative people who want, I don't know, like the
a merkin, murky.
This is what I've read. I cannot state if this is factual. I should probably look this up. But apparently,
everyone should know this, but it might not be true.
Apparently, prostitutes would shave because that. Having the hair would be a way of like
contracting
like diseases, so they would shave so that way they would be less likely to contract a disease. But in the time, it was very bizarre not to have hair, so they would put it on to make it look like they were normal and not freak clients out.
Interesting. I mean, I think that's
true.
That
makes total sense.
But they're still around today.
What those
merkins?
Should
you
buy do a merkin haul for
we should buy for all these merkin. That would be so funny. Like a braid.
I wonder how much they are.
Do they come in different like sizes and hairstyles?
Are they real pubes? My merkin knowledge
no, they
at this
definitely
point.
Do.
That's about all I know.
Aaron's
like, merkin.
And you like pair it with Birkins, like merkin and Birkenhall. Like,
ugh, I hate Birkins.
You do?
I think they're so ugly.
They look like old ladies.
To be honest,
I love Birkins. That like people go like at like the Olsen twins with Birkins. Like you gotta like beat your Birkin up. You know what I mean? Like, use the fucking Birkin.
Oh, how do you spell Merkin?
B-I-O Merkin.
I just think they're not, like...
M-E-R-K-I-N.
I don't think they're that cute.
I don't think they're cute.
And they're so expensive. Yeah.
And apparently you have to go and, like, when you want to buy one at the... They're Hermes, right? That's who makes them. They won't just sell you one. You have to go and spend, like, 50 or 100 grand on other stuff.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's, like, a silly one,
Let
right?
me see. Wait,
dude,
I can't see it over the
that's
mic.
A whole...
Aaron, you should do that for OnlyFans.
An
that's so
animal.
Funny.
Yeah, they have like, all, look at this guy with them.
Be like, look at all my Merkins so I can buy a Birkin.
Look at him selling them.
Wow, step right up. Get your, it looks just like his goatee.
It's a Merkin merchant.
He's probably wearing it as a goatee.
It's a Merkin merchant.
How does it, I wonder how it attaches and how it like stays on.
I think, look, it's like
string around it?
No, it's like, probably like in the olden days, but I think, you know how you put like a toupee on?
Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
like that kind of vibe.
They're probably just straps around.
I have a question about.
No, it's like a wig.
Is it real human hair?
Probably some of them are. The expensive ones are imported from the West or wherever. Okay, I have a question. We've all seen, maybe not, those guys who like are kind of going bald and then they go in and they get the shave their head and then they put like a really good wig on.
Yes.
What is the logistics of like 3 weeks later when their real hair starts to grow?
They probably have to maintain it like girls have extensions.
But so like you have to peel it off every month and shave it and put it back on every month?
Yeah, I think so.
I have no idea.
Like because it's like on there and then your hair can't.
What?
Make Merkin great again.
What the fuck? We need those hats.
God, that's so good.
Get that for your OnlyFans.
I'm always curious. And so we don't know anybody knows that. I'm sure, yeah, but.
No, I don't think by the time the hair is going to be at that point, you would just need to be reapply. But it's not that soon.
So is that just like a cheaper option than getting hair plugs?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Definitely. Do hair plugs like always work?
I don't think so.
Not always.
Not always?
It depends. Your body can reject it. It all depends. Like,
yeah.
How well you take care of yourself.
Because I kind of want to get somewhere. Just like grow a little beard.
Little chinnies.
Yeah. Get some, instead of a merkin, I'll just do.
Oh, yeah, just for sure.
No, I got no problems.
Do you guys know the three branches of government?
Matt, don't do this to us.
Well, wait, this is what the subject is.
Okay.
Wait.
Judicial.
Yes.
Financial.
No.
I know it's not it.
Legislative.
Correct.
And the Senate.
No, you're so
judicial.
Close.
House.
Legislative.
Congress.
The most powerful
President.
One. Yeah? What's that one called?
Presidential.
Nope.
Chief of...
They do blank orders. The president signed a blank order.
It sounds like a business title, too.
Yeah.
Executive.
Yes.
There we go.
I'm so smart. Wow.
I just like don't think that's important to know.
You don't think it's important to know the three branches of government?
Well, like when have I ever had to use it?
I mean, it's just good
to
know.
Well, you know the three like levels of government, too. Like how we have like local,
the Nina,
state,
the Pinta,
federal.
The Santa Maria.
I think it is important to know all three.
The three levels of government?
Yeah, no, well, those are like the levels, but the branches of government.
Wait, what are the levels?
I mean, levels meaning like your local,
good.
State, and federal. Like understanding that.
Sure.
I mean, that's basic. And just understanding.
Yeah.
I mean, objectively, I do think it is good to know, but
does it?
I feel like I've never had to know that in my life. Like, what?
Well,
like,
this is what Reddit was, one of the top ones.
I know. No, I agree with you. I'm just saying, like,
that one's just like, that's like a quiz. That's like, are you dumb or not?
I think one that I like is when you're driving, it's better to be predictive than polite. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Don't try and like be nice and like slow down in the middle of like a highway to let someone get in front of you, because if you're doing something to be polite, what that probably means is you're like disrupting what should be expected of you. So if you're being polite, you're like breaking the expectation, and that's what causes accidents. But instead, if you're predictive, which is like, everyone's going to know what I'm doing, I'm going to go 60 miles an hour on the highway. If I put my blinker on, I'm going to the right. Like, if I'm supposed to go, I should go. That's the best way to drive. Some people are like, well, what do you mean? I wanted to like slow down and let this guy cross the road. Don't be polite, be predictive.
Mm.
Spoiler alert, put your fucking blinker on, like let everybody know what you're doing, and it's a way safer way of driving.
I also read when you're at a four-way stop, you know, sometimes it's a little hairy, like someone got there like kind of the same time. It's literally illegal to like go if you weren't the first person there. It's just like funny. That, like that even if you're like, go ahead, like that's not okay technically. Yeah.
Yes.
Which is crazy.
Oh, I always yell at people. I'm like, go. What are you waiting for?
In LA, I feel like everyone is so cautious and like, should I go? I'm always the first one to go because people are just
that one intersection.
What are we sitting here for? You were here first. You're not going. See you later. And I fucking go.
That one intersection near the Beverly Hills Hotel.
I love that one.
It's so fun.
That's like playing a video game. For those who don't live in LA.
It's literally Frogger.
Yeah. There is. It's
the scene in Clueless, or remember in Clueless where she drives around the white Jeep and she goes through that intersection, like flies through it?
I do not.
No. For the people that know, in the movie Clueless, it's the intersection that's like insane.
So it's probably what, 6 or 8 different like intersections that are all trying to cross each other. And
they're all double lanes.
Yeah,
too.
It's 2 lanes, and the center like circle of it where you have to cross through is like a half a mile long.
Yeah, so there's no line.
Why
did
they make it a roundabout? I don't understand it.
Rotary.
Yeah, or a rotary. I know, they should.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's scary.
I love it. And when I pull up to it, I'm like, I can't fucking wait. Because I get to use the full force of like the throttle. And it's like a little silly, it's the right thing to do. Ugh.
I would be interested to see how many accidents happen there each year.
The thing is, though, I feel like there's so much room in the middle that it's easy to not have an accident.
I know. But there's also like idiots.
You just got to pay attention.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you're driving
through
a full parking
lot. How many Rolls Royces have crashed there?
Oh, I feel like I see it once in a while. Like there's just some car like up on the Beverly Hills sign because it just, they just got nervous and
crashed.
I've seen a few cars fucked up over there. Someone had like a mirrored car. Like all the outside was all mirrored, and I think it like hit someone in the eye, like the reflection.
Oh, no.
And then that mirrored car just got completely smashed. And I was like, you know what? Don't drive a fucking mirrored car.
That's like rude.
I think it's illegal.
That should be illegal.
I think it is.
Very dangerous.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote in, I have like what you guys, but I just like remembered it. But I learned this like a while ago.
Hold on. You have a.
Oh, kiss.
Thank you.
Little fuzz.
I don't remember if we like learned.
Oh, no. The shedding's starting to happen.
Yeah.
Huh?
Part of my period. that's my period right there.
That was a good little riff, guys.
I know.
Yeah, really well done.
I can't remember if we learned this together or maybe you already knew this. I feel like I learned it with someone, but babies can't have water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh?
Right? I was like, what? not until
we were
like
definitely
months.
Together.
Huh? We were like, what the fuck do you mean babies can't have water?
Months?
They will die.
That's why they're just like, they're breastfeeding. They're supposed to have their formula. Like, that's what their bodies are like ready for. They're not in like hydration mode.
I think
yet.
It's like, no, I think it's like toxic to them.
What about Prime?
Energy or
hasn't been tested.
Energy drink may kill them. Hydration may also because it's water, but.
So it's just milk and formula.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, but yeah, that's.
What were they doing in the 1500s?
I just never knew that.
Milk and formula.
Scissor.
They were having formula in the
1400s? They're putting the baby at a cow's udder and just letting them.
Just, suckle I it. Think, from the
just
tit.
From the teat.
That's kind of wild.
Would you breastfeed?
I also didn't know that.
Sorry. No, you're good. Would you breastfeed?
Yeah, but also if it doesn't work, then whatever. I think people who shame women for not breastfeeding are despicable humans.
I just can't imagine. Like, I feel like it's so painful.
I think
definitely.
The longer you go, the higher IQ the baby.
Is that what they
you
say?
That's like a.
What if
like
the mom
it's a,
is dumb?
It's a rumored like thing.
It's
but
like a problematic
they
way of thinking.
They notice that higher IQ like
oh,
children
like a
or
red
adults
pill right wing thing. Like you better breastfeed your babies.
It's like kind of like
misogynistic.
No, a lot of women say it as well. A lot of women shame other women for not breastfeeding, but a lot of women can't breastfeed. Or if they just don't fucking want to,
or if the baby doesn't latch, it has issues.
Like, it's not your fucking baby.
I also didn't know that when like the baby first comes home for like the first month, you got to feed them every 2 hours, 24 hours a day.
It's so crazy.
You can't not feed every 2 hours.
You can't even have time for yourself.
Did you even see this woman who just like went on vacation for 10 days and left her kid at home?
Yeah, she's going to jail for a long time.
Like 10 months old.
10 months
old or something like that?
What? Yeah, and she was posting on Instagram like on the beach while her baby was
at home by itself.
Yeah, like in a crib.
I feel like something had to be going on with her. She's broken
in the brain. Oh my God.
Like maybe a little
she's going to jail for a while.
Postpartum depression situation. It's really fucking sad. But I saw that last night and was like, geez.
Yeah.
What was I going to look up? Oh, the water.
The baby water thing?
They can't have water.
Hot water bound baby.
What is that?
It's not like an Adam Sandler thing.
Oh, secret menus. Have you heard about this? This is a ChatGPT one. Many restaurants and cafes have secret menus. A simple, do you have a secret menu, can turn an ordinary order into an extraordinary meal. And it's a little bit cringe the way they do it. But like I've been to, there's a coffee shop called Minotti's in Venice. And they have like a little picture of like the president or something like on the wall. And if you take that off the wall and flip it around, there's a secret menu with like one of the best drinks of all time on the back of the menu. And I feel like cool, like independently owned places will have secret menus or like
everyone just flipping everyone over should everything. Know this.
Like, wait, like,
yeah, people like, well, or you could just say like, hey, do you have any like, do you have any specials that are off menu? Like what do you have that's off menu? And places that are like nice and cool. When we go to Home State, they have stuff that's off menu that they'll like, they have like different variations of things that they'll make that they have a name
the
for.
The Tijuana Panthers.
What?
In-N-Out.
What's In-N-Out?
They have a whole secret menu.
They have like grilled cheese, the Flying Dutchman,
the Neapolitan Shake.
Oh, yeah. I don't know any of this.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really.
But it's like one of those things where you can really only hear like word of mouth.
Well, that's why we're here. Listening
I love
to this
a
podcast.
Secret menu.
Yeah.
And you guys are welcome.
yeah.
For sneaky enriching menus. Your lives.
I'm going to go to every coffee shop and flip over their artwork now.
This one always confused me, but I'm always like, oh yeah, when I see this, because I never think about it. This is somebody wrote into us. It says that describing something as infamous means it's bad.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like, infamous robbery.
Oh no, I think I say like cheeky sometimes.
It's supposed to be like they're like known for definition. A bad thing. Like
a bad thing.
Okay. I always get like the way every time I hear the word infamous, what I think of, do you remember like Kim Stewart, like Paris Hilton's friend, like Rod Stewart's daughter?
No.
She was on MTV Cribs, and one time she brought out the motorcycle that her and Paris Hilton rode down a red carpet, and they actually hit throttle and like knocked a couple people over. It was like big in like 2004, 2005, and she had it. She brings out a motorcycle. She goes, "This is the infamous motorcycle that Paris and I drove down." And I was like, "Infamous? Okay, so it's like kind of famous, but like insignificantly famous.
Infamous.
But now they say it's for a bad reason. I go, it's because they like caused some chaos.
Yes. Yes.
I never say.
But see,
it
like in that situation, I'm like iconic.
Yeah. And nowadays it's usually used in like a cheeky, funny way. You're not going to be like Donald Trump infamously. You know, hard that girl like in when she was 13. Like you wouldn't say that, but you'd be like an example. Yeah. Oh, here's the infamous motorcycle that I crashed.
Our infamous old good influences set.
that's better. That's better. But you wouldn't be like, Adolf Hitler was infamous for doing a Holocaust. Like that's not.
Oh, that would not work.
No,
I'm not even trying to be funny. Like
no, that doesn't work. But infamous would be like like our old the infamous. Good Influences podcast.
Okay. So it's more of like a silly bad thing.
Kind of, yeah.
That's how I always took it, but it's interesting that it can be like
it originally
negative.
Meant, yeah. Like the
what's the other word?
Famous?
Or like
it could be like, like the infamous John Wilkes Booth.
It used to be like that. Okay. Yes. It used to be like in the newspapers. Like he's a bad guy.
Bad, bad, bad.
Yeah.
Not famous, but like what's another word that used for something good? Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like not the infamous, but the good thing that happened.
Popular, well-known.
Maybe there is no word like that for it. I don't know.
The opposite of infamous.
This one is
famous.
Or like famously known as, I guess. This was like an obvious one, but to me, I like really wish everyone knew this, is the difference between there, and there, like spelling.
Yeah.
It really drives me nuts when I see it. And I'm like, I feel like a stuck up little biatch, but I'm just like, how does not everyone know which there to use or to or but
or should of when people who should have when they go should of
and then OF.
I'm like, what?
I've never seen that.
I definitely say like should of.
You say it, but when you write it, do you write I should of?
I should have. No.
You it's not
should
SH. Have, yeah. It's
you're
not
also
O-F.
Like doing or like v. the apostrophe.
Oh, I should
v.
have gone to.
Yeah, you should have. But people who type it out going OF, it's like.
Your and your. Why are you apostrophe RE? We all saw the Instagram story of our good buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's our favorite one. Notorious.
Oh, yes. I remember.
Those ones are just like easy.
I know.
And like I'm dumb.
Yeah.
And I know them.
There
I know,
was a. Go ahead.
No, I'm just agreeing.
There was a girl one time on Facebook. I saw it. This is like probably 15 years ago. I feel a little bad because it was cyberbullying, but whatever. She wrote as a status, one of my biggest pet peeves is when people have words spelt wrong. S-P-E-L-T.
Oh, I knew
and
it.
And so I commented a picture of spelt, which is a type of grain. And she was like, what is this? And I was like, just one of your biggest pet peeves. And she was like, what? And I was like, it's spelled, not spelt. And she's like, you're a fucking idiot. I was like, no, you're an idiot. And we got into this fight and then she deleted the post.
Love it.
I think about it all the time. My biggest pet peeve is people have words spelled wrong.
It was so funny. People are like, you're so stupid. But spell your incorrectly. Yeah. I'm like,
My favorite thing is when someone says something like mean or negative and spell something wrong, and the person just comments a correction of a word.
Yeah,
Just like,
also,
okay.
There was one girl, she was a mean girl, and she was like, want to be fashion blogger or whatever, and she had a blog, and I would like hate read it. She started one of her posts saying, nowadays, a lot of girls like to wear these kind of tops.
Now,
I'm like,
now,
days? Space, and space, days. Now and days. I was like, good grief.
Now and days.
That's insane.
I know.
Like, they don't read. I think those people, they don't read. You've never read a book. I genuinely don't believe it. You learn how to kind of write. You are not reading things.
There's a few of those, though. Nowadays, there's another one that's like...
People say irregardless. That's not...
Although, like, I think that is a word now.
There's one I'm thinking about that
irregardless is not a word.
You do it?
No, I did. And then Rebecca...
Would have?
Could no, I say...
It's like kind of like a sentence.
Couldn't care less? Or people say could care less?
No,
I hate
but
that
that's
one.
Another one.
Every time I hear it, I'm like, wrong. Wrong. But yeah. I never point it out because it's rude.
It's really going to bother me.
Oh, man. There's so many of these.
Somebody said how to zipper into traffic. I feel like in LA, that's not really like a
zipper?
Thing. Yeah,
yes,
it's like a
zipper.
It's like
merge.
How you're supposed to like merge. It's like one car, then one car.
Yeah.
Well, what people do is they slow down because they're like, oh, the cars are going so fast. Yeah. I'm scared. You have to speed up. That's the whole point of having the ramp is so that you get up to 60 miles an hour and that's how you merge in.
And I will say, I went to Millard North High School in Omaha, Nebraska, and we had the zipper merging fucking down to leave that parking lot. Like, we knew the fuck how to do
Shout
it.
Shout out to Millard North.
There were like three lanes that merged into one to like exit the school. And it was, we literally did it so, it was like, I was proud of everybody.
Wow.
It's like this person go, then this person, then this person.
It's like
person,
when society functions, you're like,
God,
let's fucking
crazy.
Go.
I was like, I thought you guys were all dumb. Including me.
Not financial advice, but I feel like everyone needs to know how credit cards work. And I don't know if this is just because I look at these. The amount of people I've seen on TikTok from like, or just shorts or reels, whatever it is. Like, I see a lot of people who are on these like shows where they're talking about their finances. And it's just astounding that people are like, well, my credit card limit was $15,000. So I thought I needed to spend that much every month. And it's
I know what you're talking about. It's a guy who like helps him financially.
Yeah, there's a few of them. Good. And it's
like Dave Ramsey.
I thought I needed to spend that.
Yes, it's like, I need to spend it. I need to spend my limit. Oh. And also people think like credit cards are bad because you owe money on them. Yes,
no, but you need to build credit.
And
what, have it set up on an automatic payment.
Yes, you just pay it in full every single month and do not spend more than you have. That's it.
And like, also, isn't it like you're not supposed to really spend over 30%?
Yes,
of
you
want to
keep your utilization low, which means if you have.
When I first got a credit card, I did not know that, and I just would spend it till the limit.
Right.
But I'd pay it off.
But still, if you want to build good credit, if your limit's like 10,000, you don't want to spend more than 3,000 on that one card.
I also did not know that it was not that great to only spend the minimum. or pay the minimum every month.
You never want to pay the minimum.
No, I do. But when I first got a credit card, that's just what I was doing. So I was like, oh, this is all they need. Yeah.
They trick you by saying, yeah, just here's the minimum. Pay $25 a month. But and then
they charge all the interest.
It's like 30, 40, 50% interest, which means that like if you spent 100%, some of it can get out of control. If you have bad credit and you get like a bad credit card, your interest could be even 30%, even 10% is too much, dude. It's fucked. Don't pay your minimum balance, pay it in full. And the other reason why is because your debit card is directly linked to your bank account. So if you go to like a 7-Eleven and you put your debit card in and you type in your PIN and there's a skimmer on there, they can take all your money directly out of your account. So you never want to use your debit card like out in public. But a credit card, that's American Express's money. So they're going to fight to deal with it and get it back. And if there's fraud and shit, you just call and be like, hey, that wasn't me. And you're in a much better position.
I like never, I don't think I even have a debit card.
The only reason is to pull out money from an ATM.
Yeah, but like I do not carry it with me.
That's good.
I don't think you do have one.
I have it for emergencies.
I
think
I only got. I only have it so I can pull out ATM money.
No, I'm always like, there have been multiple instances where I cannot pay for something because I do not have a debit card.
Yeah. That happens at my weed store. They don't take credit cards.
A lot of some places don't take American Express or some places are cash only and I can't use the ATM.
Oh, damn.
And then I have to be like,
can you? Do you have it on your Apple Wallet?
I have an American Express on my Apple Wallet.
Oh, I have all my cards.
Yeah.
I just don't really.
Not to say that this is a financial podcast or anything, but.
It is. We do have a financial episode with Ben Kahn.
Oh, we do. Sure do.
It's very educational.
Someone said, Someone said stepping on your brakes when you're going through a flooded street gets them wet and is less effective. You actually, if you slam on your brakes when you're, or like on snow or whatever, if you're using your brakes, you're going to like spin out. The best thing to do is not use your brakes.
If I'm somewhere and we're driving and there's snow, I'm not driving. I'm making sure whoever is driving has driven in snow before. Yes.
Like, oh my god, you're a little southern boy.
Yeah, I have no experience with that. So anytime I'm like going to Aspen, I'm like, who is from the snow? You're driving.
Yeah.
Because I guess you didn't grow up with it.
No, I never did. And I've never driven in the snow.
It is a little scary. I think driving in the rain is scarier than driving in the snow, but driving in the snow at night is like Super Mario boss level 8 because like it's dark and the snow makes it so you can't see like 1 foot in front of you.
And then when you put the high beams on,
it makes it even worse.
Oh my god, it's crazy.
Because then all the when you put your high beams on, the snow reflects the high beams back to you closer. Oh, so you're seeing
like
the snow.
It's like a million particles.
It's so scary. I had to drive in Iceland one time and like one of their worst snowstorms they've had in like a century at night. And in Iceland, the highways are like two lanes. It's just like this. It's not like an American massive highway. It's just one lane each way. And then on the side of the road, they have like poles coming up way high out of the ground so that you know where like the edge of the highway is because you're basically just going to fall off a cliff.
Oh boy.
And it snowed so much that as we were driving, within like 10 minutes, we just started to see them disappear. And then after like 20 minutes, they were just gone. And I was like, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
I'm going to die. But yeah. Don't drive in snow if you don't have to. It's very scary.
Say no to snow.
Say no to snow. Unless it's cocaine. Kidding.
This one shook me. Someone wrote it and said, Plan B has a weight limit.
Oh, yeah.
What's the weight limit?
I think it's like 150 or
no
something.
No way.
What? But then I think you... No, huh? It's,
oh, but then you take another one.
Yes. Like there's like a dosage. It's like any...
150
like,
sounds...
I wait, think like so, pounds? Like your body
yes.
weight?
Yeah. Yes. Like if you weigh over a certain amount, Plan B is completely ineffective. So you have to take a second dose. That's a good tip.
I saw that on a TikTok recently. Plan B.
Matthew, no, you're I just like, know. I have to rethink every decision.
No, I've only like had, never mind, not that many Plan B.
I'm kidding.
Scares, I've postmated Plan B before.
Like, you've postmated Plan B?
Yeah.
Do you know like basic fallacies and logic and stuff?
Oh, all of them. Ad hominem. Or, no, so what those is are, that? Those are attacks.
Red herring.
Red
logical
herring.
Logical fallacies totally are like sunken cost fallacy.
What is that?
That's,
straw man.
That's an argument type.
Oh, wait,
are logical, are we... Is ad hominem a logical fallacy? I don't think so. I think those are debate.
Ad hominem, that was on the crossword yesterday,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Jesus.
But that's not a fallacy.
No.
That's like a way
I
of...
don't think straw man's a fallacy either.
Oh, I don't know.
Straw man is a tactic of like...
Of like...
It's a debate tactic.
Yeah. It's a lot. So it's a, like...
It is a logic.
No, I don't think it's a fallacy. A fallacy is something you believe, like confirmation bias is a logical fallacy.
Okay. Right.
Wait,
people who say that the higher ice cream goes up, more people get murdered. And that's not like
that's because correlation more people is get causation.
Murdered when the weather is like hotter, and then therefore ice cream prices also go up when the weather's higher. Right. So they think that those correlate. Like that's so a
that,
fallacy.
But that logical fallacy is called correlation does not equal causation.
That's it.
Yes.
But post hoc ergo proctor hoc?
I don't know what that one is.
I thought that means like correlation does not equal causation.
Oh, maybe that's what it
that's
is.
That's what in, it means in Latin.
What is this? Cat's post, cradle?
Therefore.
What was the first one?
Because
you just
therefore
said?
Is.
Oh, sunken cost fallacy. People who were like.
This is interesting.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. Let me give you guys an example.
Okay.
That maybe you'll understand. Okay? Okay. Let's say you go to a restaurant and you're hungry and they tell you it's going to be 30 minutes and you're starving. And you wait, and it's 30 minutes, and they're like, sorry, it's going to be another 30 minutes. And then you wait another 30 minutes, and it's 60 minutes, and you're fucking starving, and there's another restaurant right next door that has plenty of seats. The logical fallacy is like, well, we already waited here for an hour. We may as well take our chances and wait even more time. And you're convincing yourself that, like, because you already invested so much time, yeah, that it's like it's worth it, even though you've already invested so much time, when really it would have been better for you to go to the other place, like, after the first time that they fucked you over. And people think about this with money, too. Like, I'm just going to keep investing in these stocks because, like, I really believe that I already put in so much.
Yeah.
It can't lose.
It's giving and gambling. It's
dumb money. Yes.
I did not know this. Shocking to me.
Yeah.
Doctors bill you for talking to your family in the waiting room?
Huh?
No Come, way.
That's like a part of the
itemized bill. Where you, that's why you should always ask for one because
yes, that's what they say.
Then
I wonder
start
if a doctor
stuff.
Wrote that in.
Yeah, can you do a fact check, please?
Let
just,
me
just
look
to make
that
sure.
I could see that. Like I've seen people on Reddit or wherever posting, "Here's my hospital bill," and it says like physical contact $42 after they give birth, and they charge you to like. Put your baby on your chest.
Yeah.
Like that's an itemized thing.
The costs are nuts.
Oh my God.
Or like Tylenol will be like $800 for two tabs of Tylenol because they know that the insurance company is going to pay for it. So they just upcharge the shit out of it. It's fucked.
This fucking tiny
And I'm still
keyboard.
Paying off my damn appendix.
Yeah, are you?
You just don't need to pay that, by the way. Just don't pay.
I have to. I literally tried everything and they're like, well, can we see your
you
bank
paid
account?
It?
No, I'm paying it, but I'm just like.
How much? Well, you're paying the minimum amount?
I'm just paying it like a couple hundred bucks a month because it's like $7,000.
Mine was like $2,000.
It's because I stayed overnight and I had like tons of IVs.
You stayed overnight too.
In a way, I got there. Really. I got there at like.
Oh.
He was also in the hallway. He didn't like take up a room.
that was crazy.
I got there at like 9 and I left by like 5 in the morning.
Yeah, no, I was there from like 6 a.m. to like.
The following
like
morning?
4 p.m. the next
$7,000 with insurance?
Yes.
What's your deductible?
For $4,500.
So then you just pay the $4,500 and they pay the rest.
I've had this whole conversation with many people, many healthcare or whatever. It's the co-insurance that makes it more expensive. I don't fucking know.
We'll be right back.
Did you fact check?
I can't find a thing.
Okay.
What are you trying to look up?
If doctors charge you for talking to the waiting.
I'm sure they can. And if they can, they probably will because American healthcare is
$500.
Corrupt.
Well, I have great news for vegans. Olive Garden breadsticks are vegan.
Oh, that's cool.
Not sure if that's true.
Oreos are vegan.
Well, Tito's. That's actually kind of interesting because you'd think that I would think the thing in the middle would have like some type of milk.
Yeah, that's what people think, but Oreos aren't vegan. And pinto beans.
Bless
excuse
you.
Me. A lot of.
Bless you.
Excuse
bless.
Me.
Bless up.
My Claritin didn't kick in yet.
Didn't make it clear yet.
The pinto beans in a lot of places are not vegan. So like when you go to a Chipotle or you go to
like
a Homestate, it'll be like, oh, get the black bean thing and there's a V next to it. And it's the exact same thing with pinto beans. There's no V.
Oh.
It's because they cook a lot of pinto beans with like pork or pork fat and stuff.
You have to avoid.
Very scary. I didn't know that for a while.
I'm still thinking about Olive Garden. Like, what are they putting on the bread to lube it up? Like, no butter?
Probably like margarine
just
and
like
oil
and butter and a little bit of salt.
And a little bit of
but
love.
Butter's not vegan.
Huh?
But butter's not vegan.
That's true.
Vegan
like
butter is.
Margarine.
That's vegan?
I think so.
Hmm. Margarine. I didn't know this, to be honest. That conversate is not a word.
Sure
is. Converse. Sends me into a blind
no,
rage.
No, that's a
when
shoe.
I it's a van.
Yeah. Oh, conversate is not.
They're gonna go over there and conversate.
No, oh,
I'm trying to think if I've ever said it in a sentence.
I don't know.
Conversate. I just
when you say it sounds like a word.
I say
conversate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love conflab.
Is that
what
a word?
Is that?
It means like having a casual conversation or discussion. Like we were just having a bit of conflab over there.
I like conyap.
I like cunt.
Cunt.
Here's a thing that everyone should know. If you hear someone mispronounce a word, that means that they learned that word by reading it. So you shouldn't judge them.
Yeah.
Like if I, like I have a friend who reads a lot and he's always saying weird pronunciations. I'm like, what? That's not what it is. It's because you read it and like in your own brain, you try and pronounce it. But people make fun of people who mispronounce words all the time. But it like, fuck you. They read it in a book. So yeah, maybe like, back off.
A lot of times if I mispronounce something, it's because one, I've read it and I have had nobody to talk about it.
Yes.
And
yes.
So
Yosemite.
Yeah. I also think about words a lot of times.
Yosemite. Like Reliant.
Yeah. Reliant K. Never heard anybody say it. I always would see it on MTV like, oh, okay. I also think about words like discombobulated. Mm. We never hear about just combobulated.
I'm less very fun. Combobulated today.
Yeah. Like when there's like words that are like,
has a prefix.
Like other trials words. And tribulations. Like, we never hear about tribulations.
The tribulation.
Ugh.
Always the trials, never yes. the tribulations.
Yes.
It's always the trials.
But don't you think that we shouldn't judge people on, like, mispronouncing things?
I agree.
Like,
even though
if that's part of their upbringing, how they were taught, their cultural ear of where they're from, and we know exactly what they're saying.
Yes.
Who are we as these elitists to think that, no, it's actually pronounced this way.
Sometimes
there's a bit of snobbery that's involved with it, where I'm starting to let that go from me. If I hear, like, if someone has an accent or a dialect or a way of talking that is not proper English, and I know still exactly what they mean, I let it go.
Oh, if English is their second language, I'm like, you're doing great. Like, yeah. I don't even know a second language.
Crazy when you see Karen's flipping out at like Dude. People whose English is a second language, and I'm like, bitch.
Do you know another language?
Yeah, like, fuck off.
Probably not. Just bitchiness.
She probably spells your and your incorrectly.
Oh, yeah. We're coming for the spelling errors, though. Fuck you. Learn how to spell.
Okay, this kind of goes along with women's bodies, and Erin, I would like you to chime in because, huh?
Okay.
It says you can, well, the first part is obvious. You can pee with a tampon in.
Yeah.
It doesn't absorb the pee, obviously. It's harmful to change it every time you pee. Why would it be harmful to change it every time you pee?
Just that cotton rubbing against your vaginal walls. Yeah, like in and out,
I guess.
Or maybe new cotton is like, you don't want to put fresh cotton because then it's too absorbing and it just gets too much of your natural whatever.
I don't know.
Fibers.
Okay, you know like the top of like a tampon? Mm-hmm. Like those teeth that it goes through?
Yeah.
Do those ever like hurt?
No, because they're like aimed more down.
Downwards. In the cotton.
Oh, but just how
it kind of does seem like a saw trap if you're not used one. Yeah.
But do they still have like cardboard tampons?
Yeah.
They're awful. And
cardboard tampons? Yes.
They're like all in Europe. It's
they're good
or
for the
in Europe, they don't even give you an applicator.
Didn't women like though use those a lot like in the 90s?
Probably, yeah.
Because
yeah.
when I was like a kid, 1800s.
Free bleeding.
Really?
Probably.
Just cardboard tampons, like, I need to know if you're using
them. I would need a lot of lube.
They're so difficult to put in.
It, like, hurts.
You, like, can't get the tampon out
because it's stiff. Long. Like, the cardboard is stiff. And
sometimes it gets, like,
it's a little soggy.
Cardboardy.
Just dip it in the toilet bowl.
No, because then you wouldn't be able to get the tampon out of it.
Oh, yeah, because it was.
I don't even know what a cardboard tampon looks like. I'm thinking it looks like a like when you finish a toilet paper roll.
No, exactly.
It's like a thin toilet paper.
Well, they have it like coated normally in like a little white thing. I've never seen a design.
Yeah, sometimes they're like, you know, they look like paper plate designs. Like, I don't know.
Oh, I've never seen me either.
Yeah.
I think I accidentally got a cardboard one at like my school. Like, you know, in the bathrooms, they'd have like tampons and stuff,
yeah,
a little quarter in, and I got it, and I'd never seen a cardboard one before, and I was like, what the fuck is this? I literally couldn't even use it. So I was like,
horrific.
Ow.
We go through so much.
It's respect. So
women
hard. Yeah, we do.
We'll be right back.
You have to like us for at least two more days until the month is over.
Yeah, and then you can hate women again.
Yeah, you can go back to hating women.
Yeah, especially you, Matt.
Slander.
I wonder if Patricia's done with the dishes at home.
She better be by the time I get there. Yeah. Or
I need to get better at loading a dishwasher, apparently.
Yes.
Is that a complaint?
Do you know the proper way?
Not really. Tell me.
Back to front.
Back to front.
Back to front.
But on what type of dishes? Like, because there's different, like, there's like a plate area, and then there's like.
Yeah, plates in the back, bowls in the front, glasses on top.
Okay. That's what I need to
back
know.
Back to front.
I was just spoiled living with a maid for 4 years. I'm like,
how are you loading the dishwasher?
Are you being haphazard about it?
I think I'm just
Are you straw manning the?
Well, I'm like
the dishwasher.
I don't know. Apparently I could be doing a better job at it. I'm learning.
Do you put any thought into it, or are you just?
No, I do put a little bit of thought in it, but then some stuff she's just like, this doesn't need to be in this part. It should be in this part. I'm like, okay, I'm learning. I'm all ears, and I'm trying to get
bowls
better.
Are tough. They take up so much space.
Sometimes I'll put up with the cups too.
Yeah, if there's room. I do that sometimes. It's sort of it's a balancing act. Yeah.
But I don't know what to do with chopsticks.
Oh, in the utensil drawer.
Yeah, that's what
But they're so skinny, they go right through it.
Your utensil drawer is skinny enough that your chopsticks can fall through it? Oh, there's a drawer at the very top for knives. When I discovered that, I was like, Baba Booey, that's a great game changer.
Baba Booey. You have a cat, never clean the litter box with bleach because their pee has ammonia in it. And when you mix bleach and ammonia, it's mustard toxic, gas. Obviously. Yeah.
Whoa.
Or if you're cleaning, I feel like everyone knows that, maybe not, but like, yeah, don't mix ammonia and bleach.
Oh. Yeah, don't mix bleach with anything when you're cleaning.
Windex and many chemicals.
Bleach is just the one. You don't want to mix that with anything. You can make mustard gas accidentally if you mix bleach with like maybe vinegar or something, or one of them. Bleach with something else, you can literally fuck your lungs up for life.
Have you accidentally like mixed something? You're like, oh fuck, and then you're like, I can't breathe in here. I get so paranoid.
Are you making potions? Yeah. In your kitchen?
No, but I think one time I was using a rag to, I was like Windexing the mirror, and then I was using I used the same rag, and then I used like some bleach thing and was like scrubbing the something. Like, and then I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die.
I just never buy anything with bleach because I know it's so scary and so like smelly. Or if I do, it's only in my bathroom. Like the bleach is in my bathroom else comes into the bathroom.
Yeah,
but oh, that is the best when you just give a good bleach rundown spray of everything.
Yeah,
and then it smells like a swimming pool in there, like an indoor swimming pool. I know it's clean now.
Mm. It's a clean smell.
Carly almost traded hotel rooms with me at your wedding.
Why?
Because our room smelled like crazy.
Too
bleach.
Clean.
Oh yeah. Wow.
I'm just really sensitive to smells like
me
that.
Me too.
So I was like, ugh, this is gonna suck.
My sense of smell, I could be a superhero.
I believe it.
I would love if somebody, you know how like all of your friends growing up, their houses all had like different smells.
Yeah.
If someone could just box all those memories of smells and they put them in front of me and goes, whose house
blind
is who?
Blind taste test.
It's just like my dream scenario for someone to do that, though. It can never happen.
I know.
Be like, that's so-and-so's house. Oh my gosh.
If heaven exists, that's what I hope it's like.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah.
Do all the little.
Or you could just go to their houses.
Yeah. Chris is like Ghost of Christmas Past.
Yeah.
Or Scrooge.
Scrooge.
Where he like is a ghost.
Yeah.
And, like,
Christmas Carol.
Huh?
Yeah. It's,
yeah.
Yeah. Ebenezer Scrooge. Bah humbug.
Yeah. They are all the ghosts.
Yeah.
Crossword Clue.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
This will be out way after. Although,
today.
The mini.
Oh, okay. Then I'm fine. I've been
sucking on the crosswords this week. What's the longest streak that you've ever had on like Wordle?
I'm really good at Wordle and I'm very quick.
Patricia's brother is on 181 days.
Whoa.
I've gotten to like 30 days maybe.
Man,
I just forget to play. It's not my favorite game.
Oh, it's the first one I do.
No, Connections. And
you do that first?
Yes.
I save Connections because it's my favorite.
I do it.
Best for last?
My eyes are half open and I'm like, I got to know what these, what
just
this
go in order.
Diabolical woman put
but
in.
But if I get too wrong, I'm like, I'm out. Didn't happen. Like, nope, no one's going to know that I even gave it a shot. This never happened.
I play to the end, to the bitter end.
I do too.
I know. And then I look at them and I'm like, you fucking piece
no,
of shit.
No, that's the thing.
Bitch.
I feel like I've said this before. I'm not sure on this podcast, but like if I don't get them and then they show me the answers and I would have never gotten them anyway, I don't really care.
Yeah, it's like,
but when I'm like, fuck.
Today's
They've
is
gone
really
so insane though, where you're like, huh?
Today's is really good. Perfect.
Okay.
It's very difficult, but very fun.
I didn't do it at all when I was in New York.
Yesterday's was
I gotta get
hard,
back
I
on.
Think.
Yeah, they've been hard. The minis have been a little tough too, surprisingly. But
I haven't been doing those either.
I just check in to see if I'm solving it. All I'm doing is thinking of Carly. Just because
I want
to solve it
you.
Just to see
this
how
I'm
she
thinking
did.
About.
Wait, you can see each other's connections?
He did. He was. And I left, right? Or can you see
you left the leaderboard?
You have connections leaderboards or the
minis?
The minis. Sorry.
He just like sent me something. I was like, ooh, fun. But then I like didn't really know what it was. And I was like, oh, he can see my time. I don't like this.
It was like 8 minutes. I'm like, you okay?
No, I'm not. I'm dumb.
Sometimes they're tricky.
Yeah.
Because there's always that like one that's right in the spot that like you need for everything. And it's like the one you don't know.
This is what always happens to me. It's always one word. I have no idea what the answer is. Yeah. And then I always have one that I'm like, I think this is the word, but it's wrong, but it fits and it makes sense, but that's wrong too. So it's like, I'm really confused.
That's a crossword, baby. That's what it's all about.
I'm not built for the crossword. I'm built for the Wordle and maybe the connections.
When I do the mini, my only goal is to beat Brooke Averick's time. Oof. Every single time, I'm like, there's no way. That was 31 seconds. Brooke Averick, 21 seconds. Every single time.
She doesn't even, she doesn't go down vertical all the time.
I asked her yesterday, I was like, I don't think it's physically possible to
like
type.
Your fingers.
To type that.
Did you say she does it on the computer though?
No, she does it on her phone. But I'm like, there's no way that you can go like this and enter that many words in like 20 seconds. She said, I don't end up going down. I just go across and then
she
I fill it out.
She just knows every single word.
Yeah, like she doesn't gifted. Have to go down. Like she gets it all across and then it's done.
She
in
is gifted
seconds.
Because she is the number one followed person on Goodreads.
Crazy. Yeah, that's cool.
Right now she's number one
of the whole platform.
Of the week, of the month, or like
I don't really know. She posted
I think
it last
on the whole
week.
Platform.
On the platform.
Yeah.
Goodreads, though, she did call it Goodreads where she thinks it's one of the worst, like.
Yeah, but now
apps.
She's the number one it most followed person
bad.
On
It's really
like I couldn't even if I wanted to follow her, I wouldn't know how.
Yeah. I'm friends with her on it. But
I did friend her. I did find her.
But it's so hard. You search it. It when you, the search bar only brings up books. They
it's
don't bring
so
up users.
Terrible. Yeah.
No one can ever like find us because we talk about it a lot on our podcast and like people
it's
can't find us.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
We're shadow banned.
Yeah. You can't even like see how many people are like following you or anything.
And I wish they could give half stars.
Yes.
We have give a half
about,
star.
We talk about
there's
that.
There's a lot of stuff I read that go, it's four, but it should be four and a half.
Yes. There's a big difference between four and five.
Yeah.
And there needs to be that middle. At least there. I think the
anti-half.
I'm anti-half star systems.
How? Why? Why?
It's because it's just too, it's too, too many options. I'm sorry. Am I
just
boring you?
Boring you? Yeah. Stay with us.
You're like Dorit at the reunions.
Matt, what were you going to say?
Why are you anti a half star on a rating system?
I just, okay. If you have a star, that's a 5-point system. 1 star, 2 star, 3 star, 4 star, 5 stars. That's the system. If you want to have 10 units, make it a 1 out of 10 or a percentage. Like
the Olympics.
Yes, the unit
but don't
of
they
a
do,
star is 5.
Don't they do point stuff?
They do.
Like 8.5.
But that's on a numerical system.
But that's, yeah, that's on a numerical
star.
System. 1 to 10, you, well, see, no, I would... Why are you doubling it? It shouldn't be 8.59. It's if you're going to have 10, make it 10. If you want to have more... Well, hold on. Let me think about that one.
But that's why they're reducing it down. Like, it's too many numbers, I think, sometimes.
Yeah, because no one does a 20 system. But really, if you have 1 to 10, but you're doing 9.5s, that really means you have 20 options. But we're never going to hear, oh, you got 18 out of 20.
I don't know what's happening.
The thing is, though, what I think is ridiculous, though, you go, so it,
I just think stars, like, just pick a lane. But 5 stars is perfect. 4 stars is pretty good.
You know, on Goodreads, though, when you go to a book, it gives you an average of the amount of stars. And aren't there, like, halves in it?
Well, or is
it
on the average?
It could be, like, 4.26.
So if you're giving me a partial on the total average of it, then give me a half. For rating it.
Disagree.
Oh, come on.
I think the reason why y'all like half stars is because you're scared to give 3 stars. Because 3 stars seems like, oh, I don't know what my answer is.
I give plenty of 3 stars.
No, it's a tip. We're giving
it's
them
usually,
a tip.
It's usually between 4 and 5 for me. Because it's like, I either loved the book or I really liked it, but like,
Like, are you ever using 2.5, 3.5?
2 or 3.
On movies.
You're doing 3.5.
Yeah, yes. Ricky Stenicki, I gave 3.5.
I gave
3. Why not 3?
Because I thought it was a little better than 3, but I don't think it was better than 4.
Yeah.
Not a solid 4, but a little bit better than 3.
3, I think, is good. 3.5, something happened during it where I was like, whoa.
Okay, if there wasn't a half, what would you give Ricky Stenicki? A 3 or a 4?
A 3.
A 3. I think it's an okay, good movie to
but
toss
the half, you're saying, gives a little bit of...
Yeah, it gives a little bit more. Then there,
I'm learning.
Because then there are movies that are just like a genuine 3. Where like Ricky Stenicki, a 3.5, I'm going to go tell someone like, this was a funny, silly movie. You should go watch.
I guess.
Like
the
a 3, I would probably
usually,
be like, you don't need to see it.
There's something in it that I just really fucking loved about it. And that's where I give like the half.
I think in my brain, I just want things to be binary. Like when I see a review, it's like, should I watch it? Should I not watch it? 4, 5 stars? Cool. I should watch it. 1, 2, 3? Probably not. That's it. Like, are we really dissecting? Ooh, she gave it a 3.5. He gave it a 3. I'll add it on my list. Like, to me, it's just too much.
So you don't like non-binary? Okay. Good to know. Everyone should know.
You heard it here first.
Everyone should know.
I'm going to.
Cool. Well, everybody, thank you so much for tuning into this episode. We really do appreciate it. Like we said in the beginning, be sure to go leave us a review, leave a comment down below, give us some ideas of topics that you would like to see us do in the future. Your support means the world to us, and we love you very, very much. Once again, my name is Matt. This is Carly and Mike.
Woo!
See you next week.
See you next week, guys.